This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can hear it.
Hello? I thought you told those assholes never to call here this late.
Yeah, I told them. And that is exactly what I'm going to tell this asshole right now.
Hello?
Lance! Vincent! I'm in big f***ing trouble, man. I'm coming to your house.
Whoa. Hold your horses, man. What's the problem?
I got this chick. She's f***ing ODing on me.
Well, don't bring her here. I'm not even f***ing joking with you, man. Do not be bringing some f***ed up poopa to my house.
No choice.
She's ODing?
She's f***ing dying on me, man.
Got dandy.
Okay, well, then you bite the f***ing bullet and you take her to a hospital and call a lawyer.
Negative.
This is not my f***ing problem, man. You f***ed her up. You f***ing deal with this. Are you talking to me on a cellular phone? I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone. Prank caller.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Who is it?
Don and Mike. Go home and get your shine box.
All right.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
Well, here he goes again. Every month, pull up snakes like an Arab and off you go.
That boy gave in a handbag full of rainbows.
Amen, sister.
Come and stem their rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Could I have my pants, please?
Jam Rock. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Oops, Don and Mike Show.
It's Don.
Dan, Mike, and Buzz, and Robbie.
Is this Chad? Is this drunk Chad?
It's been such a long time. I'm like, oh, man.
Is this the crying guy?
How are you doing, man?
It's the crying guy. What's going on?
I'm not having the best day.
Why so sad? What's wrong?
It's too hot.
You what?
It is hot.
It's too hot. Yeah, it's hot again.
Very hot.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, crying man.
Oh, you got any weed, man?
If that will cheer you up, I'll make it happen.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike? I'm in Fort Lauderdale. Listen to the station on Man Talk, and I'm glad we got a little older.
You know, from JB all the way through all our callers today, I believe everyone is calling us from a windstorm.
But I believe this is a positive call in some way.
It sounds positive.
I love your show, Don and Mike.
Thank
I just
you.
Want to say, all those old farts in Boca, go back to listening to your 8-track tapes. Bye.
Very good. Thank
the old,
you.
The old farts where?
In Boca. The people Boca. That called and complained when they put us on the Frank Sinatra station.
Right. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys. You're still doing greeting cards?
It really depends. That has the potential to be almost like the Alphonse,
yes,
I am your father thing.
And we've gotten a couple of them, and they haven't been stellar.
I've got a great one. It was an epiphany.
Okay.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, born ready.
All right. Sweetie, I'm glad that you love to sex it. Do you mind if I try going in the exit?
Well, now that would be for the guy, that old guy.
That could be a division, though. I would be happy to head up that division if you'd be uncomfortable doing that. I would be able to edit some of those cards, you know, cards that are designed for, you know, really, listen, the potential of this is enormous. A section now of cards for a guy that wants to give his lady a card to indicate to her that he wants to do a particular deed.
Sodomizer.
I think, well, not always that. It could be anything that might be unusual,
hello
you know.
There. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
So how are you guys enjoying the date so far?
Yeah. The date's going pretty well today.
Sure.
That's cool. Did you guys ever thought about maybe broadcasting from outside since it's so nice and cool?
Did you ever thought about that, Mike? About
no, I didn't thought about it.
Broadcasting outside?
No, I'm not into doing that. It's not a good porch setting day.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
I know where I am, but do you? Strap that thing on, baby. It's time to punch through.
Okay, we happen to have a new division of cards, and I'll welcome these entries too. Not just awkward situations between men and women, but this could be, you know, you want something that you don't want. You don't really want to articulate it. You don't want to sit there and verbalize it.
I believe that you're going to have to handle the niche of this that strictly deals with the rectum.
I'll handle that without any problem. If you want it to be all slightly deviant behaviors, I can handle that too. And, you know, for example, somebody that wants to bring another woman to the room, mm-hmm. you know, that could be.
Well, that's
know.
Not deviant.
Not necessarily, no.
I'm sure it's not
well,
deviant.
I said deviant in anything unusual. That's slightly unusual.
Right.
Like the butt.
Unusual that, sex habits.
The butt is deviant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're in charge of the butt.
Have I told you that you're my special pumpkin? Please, this weekend, give me a blumpkin. Can you say that on the radio? Or is that,
yeah, it's not.
Of course you can.
Mm-hmm.
You just haven't described what a blumpkin is.
That's correct.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
And how about at the holidays if they had Holly Morris out there doing some blumpkin chunking?
Yeah, right around you know, October, it's Holly at the pumpkin patch.
So a guy would have to
a pumpkin blumpkin.
A guy would have to do his thing like on a teeter totter,
mm-hmm.
and then she would jump on the teeter totter to see how far she could
be. Very, very exciting.
Chuck it.
There's so many things, and it can all be said in a greeting card.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Hello.
Do you know who I am?
No.
Can you guys sit down for a minute? I'd like to talk with you.
Well, is there any way you could quiet that dog down?
I'm sorry. I'm at Bad News Kennels. I'm just trying to take care of something right quick.
Okay. We had one of our junior joke writers out there. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I just heard the replay of your interview with Rock, and I wondered if you guys were surprised to see Bonnie and Rock in the final, especially because most experts were predicting that Mark Cutback Davis or Jim Jungle Death Gerard would be in the final.
Well, those guys are fags. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. If you think I'm big and macho, be a love and touch my nacho.
Hey, what about the Kate Slaw one?
Which one?
What's that?
If you like, I will repeat it. Better yet, I'll let you eat it.
But there was a line that goes before that.
Yes.
Something about blood and pus.
No, cheese.
Blood and cheese.
My name's Kate Slaw, if you please. My aunt is filled with blood and cheese. If you'd like, I will repeat it. Better yet, I'll let you eat it. You know, this is all because of IHOP. This is all because of IHOP yesterday. We have regressed in a beautiful way.
We actually wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
That we just called it a song. That beautiful song about a woman we used to work with.
More like a poem. A lovely poem.
A sonnet.
Mm-hmm.
An ode.
That's why this greeting card thing could be huge.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I don't want to be alone. How about a rusty trombone?
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don Geronimo, this is your father.
God.
I want my Cadillac.
Not today.
That's the name.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
¿Quiere papas fritas con hamburguesita?
Yes.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yep. All right, Chewy.
Something, was there hamburger in there?
I think it was a food order.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, would you like to open my greeting card?
Is this the original guy?
Is this Jorge?
It is filled with blood and pus.
It is Jorge.
This is a welcome back, friend.
Welcome. Yes, I will open your card.
And do you know what you will find?
What will I find inside, Jorge?
Big surprise.
I like surprises.
I'd like to put my mark on you.
That's what worries me.
Oh, I miss this guy.
Jorge loves Buzz.
You know, we get so many dick callers. This guy is a really good caller.
Breath of fresh air.
And now that I hear his voice, he has the same sound as Triumph, the
Insult
comic dog.
Yes, yes, he does. Actually,
that little bitch tried to steal my act.
I think perhaps your greatest moment, Jorge, is when you called many years ago and said you wanted to brush your teeth with Buzz's love.
That was poetry.
And take him clamming.
Someday.
Old friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How am I supposed to follow that, man?
You can't. He's like a Hall of Fame caller. Seriously.
True.
How about you complete me? Let's do it. No?
Yeah.
No.
That wouldn't have fallen.
How about, like, when did this, like, become open season to just call in?
No. I think we can say generically right now the position has been filled.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Look at me. I have quite a semi. How about I push in your hemi?
And, of course, I don't know if you heard the rule before. Don and Mike greeting cards, a division of Hallmark, will not be accepting applications from members of the opposite sex.
NGA.
Oh, I'm sorry.
NGA, honey.
No girls allowed.
No girls allowed.
And that just proved it right there.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Rob got all excited. He heard NGA. He thought we were playing Scrabble.
Song, Matt.
He's like, buy me some eyes. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'll take some eyes and some E's. Hello, Don and Mike.
14 points.
Triple word score.
Merv Griffin's crosswords.
Hello.
Remember when the song Magic came out?
Which Magic?
You interviewed the guy before, the artist that sang Yo Ho Ho, It's Magic. When we were kids, we always thought he was saying Yo Ho Ho, It's My Dick.
Well, that doesn't fall into the category. You played that song a lot on the radio, didn't you?
Yo Ho Ho, It's My Dick. No. Jesus. Where is that song, Robbie? We got it somewhere.
I don't think that's what they say. I think they say Magic.
Yeah, no, the name of the song is My Dick.
Did we interview Pilot?
No,
he's getting him mixed up with the tool from Steel Breeze.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not that either.
Or is he getting it mixed up with the guy from
Bay City Rollers?
Bay City Rollers.
Who's the artist?
You interviewed the guy who engineered the session.
Ah.
Alan Parsons.
Oh, Alan Parsons, the great Alan Parsons.
Oh, the Alan Parsons project.
He either engineered it or wrote it. It was one or two others.
Right, everybody. More music on this Friday. My name is Al Qaeda. How the H-E double toothpicks are you? Yeah, let's talk about it. My dick.
Ho, 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 it's my dick.
No way.
Stupid dick.
No way.
Pretty sure.
No, absolutely no confusion.
And
there
here's
at all.
How I know no, because no.
We were talking about the no earlier.
I was working when that song was out, and trust me, at that time in radio, seriously, it was. Hooked on the Ceiling.
Right.
And for Hooked on a Feeling.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a lot of people really thought it was Billy, Don't Be a Negro.
Right. Yeah, you talk about that all day, and you'd find that out by getting phone calls from people who would request it that way.
But I never had anybody call and say, would you play it?
Ho, 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 oh, it's my dick. No, absolutely not.
Happen.
Well, those are some pretty stupid people. I wonder if they eat an IHOP.
Sure they do.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, baby.
Hi there, baby.
Hello, honey.
Hi, sweet cheeks.
Hey, I got something for you.
Do you, sugar tease?
Don and Mike, you're such big tools. Let me push you in your blood.
All right. Okay. That'll be quite enough.
Hello,
position's been filled.
Don and Mike show.
So to speak.
Hey, is this live or best of?
It's best of.
You're listening to a recorded program.
Can't you tell?
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, too bad. They take too much vacation, don't they?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, now they take way too much vacation.
Would you like to be on the recording?
No.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And you know, when they go away like that, you never really know.
No.
You really never know what was in there. God bless you.
And speaking of vacation, congratulations to our friend Donnie Simpson, who's celebrating his 30th anniversary in broadcasting.
It's a hell of a milestone for Donnie.
Are you like me? Did you read the article in the paper today? And did your eyes just go to that one part like mine did?
Mm-hmm.
He gets more vacation than we do.
He does. You're going to criticize us.
Uh-huh. He gets like 2 weeks more than we do.
That's right. And for 10 years, he got the front page of the style section of the Washington Post.
And for 20 years.
And for 20 and for 30.
And he got something on 25 as well.
He is beloved.
Oh, we'll never get anything.
We will never
there.
Be at his beloved status. It's not possible.
Maybe he can use some of that vacation time to buy some more of the same colored clothes.
Do you mean he wears black Mike, clothes all the time?
That's all he wore today.
His new nickname, seriously, is Black Earl.
Yeah. I see him playing golf a lot. And,
Does he wear light colors on the course?
Not often. I've seen him wear different stuff, but I mean, I've seen him wear that outfit.
You should know he's ripping that off from Black Earl from Ron and Fez.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're executive producer.
Every time I see Donnie, he is always so goddamn happy.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Feels good.
All that vacation?
10 weeks.
Plays records. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Chili Bowl.
Hi, Radio Gods.
Hi there. Doesn't have to talk to people.
Right.
You know, except fake phone calls. You know, like, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the kind that Donnie tapes on the show.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It was like, you know, because he's the guy, he can get away with, you know, WPGC, good morning. Oh, Donnie, I love your show. Hey, thank you, baby. Here's your song. And the people go, oh, Donnie Simpson's so nice.
Yeah, that's what he does. And beloved. And icon status.
Yeah.
Yeah, but could he do the IHOP thing, huh?
You never know on his show?
I don't think so.
I bet he wouldn't.
That's right.
I bet he'd laugh if I told him that, though.
Sure he would.
Yeah, of course he would.
I heard him do it on Video Soul once.
Video Soul. He was an icon there, too.
Hello, Don, on Mike's show.
Congratulations, Donnie.
Bastard. How do you get more vacation time than us?
10 weeks. How come nobody let us know that
Hello,
before?
Don, on Mike's show.
Hi, Radio Gods.
Welcome to Diva Corner.
Hey, seventh grade humor. Look down your shirt and spell attic.
Look down your shirt.
A-T-T-I-C-K.
Oh, God.
Another good one.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I do love the little kid humor.
Hold on a second.
Try that on my son.
Hold on.
I enjoy them. I do.
I love them as well.
Guilty pleasure.
Clever, no?
But let's not make an entire career around
no,
it.
No, you couldn't do that.
It's all right for one day.
We can enjoy our temporary regression.
So what's up, Holmes?
Hey, what's happening, son? Got another one for you.
Okay, shoot.
Look down your shirt and spell the word attic.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
That's okay. It's okay that he figures it out and laughs before he spells it.
Silent.
That makes it a little more grown up, I think.
Hey, son, were you able to use the IHOP on any of your college buddies?
I have used the IHOP on a couple college
Yeah,
buddies.
It's a good one.
Yeah, did you have a lot of fun with that? You could probably use it this weekend, too.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It will kill downtown.
All right, buddy.
Good to hear.
Good one. I love you. I'll see you later.
I love you.
All right, bye-bye. He's the target.
A-T-T-I-C. Mike likes looking down his shirt when he
looks.
I do the whole thing. I commit, Buzz. I commit
true.
To the gag.
That's A-T-T-A-C-K. Right? Attack.
Attack?
Right. Did you not say with the K?
No, I said A-A-T-T-I-C.
A-T-T. You know what? I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I spelled attack instead of attic.
Attack, that's what Elvis Presley had when he would have his pill cocktail.
Well, it's just because I'm thinking about Dick, and I think that Dick ends with a K, and attack ends with a K.
That's the nice thing, and that's what makes it funny. Attic has that slightly unusual little spelling. It's
gotcha.
An unusual little word. Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
I'm sure there are a million more out there.
Do it again, Mike.
Okay. A-T-T-I-C. And now, eighth graders are running to their telephones as we speak before the school year starts.
That is so much better than rubber balls and liquor.
10 times better.
And you know,
but we never heard that growing up. Never had that one.
No, we never had,
good
stuff
attic.
Like that. God damn. Hello, Don and Mike Show to be young again.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, you guys were talking yesterday about TVs and all that. Logitech makes the best programmable remote on the market. It is called a Logitech 520 Harmony.
Why don't we just do a commercial for them?
Well, you did?
Don't we get one for free now that you, do you work for them?
You just did.
No, I've used them and they are
out of here.
Oh, man, I will call them. They owe you money now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What good is good?
What was that?
I don't know. It was a fine call.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Howdy.
Roses are red, carnations are pink. May I slip my head into your...
Anyway.
Ann Curry loved it.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Ann Curry's... Tinkle erotic cards. Now I'm buying.
If she signs the release, it's all ours.
All we need is Ann Curry, about 20 bottles of Evian, and a bathtub.
And you've got a whole series of cards. And, of course, a rack of various costumes.
And don't forget the making of video.
Yeah, that's another moneymaker right there. Ann Curry's...
Ann Curry stars as Tinkerbell.
Tinklebell.
Uh-huh. Tinklebell.
Perfect. The Ann Curry Tinklebell Collection.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, cuties, how are you?
Scented cards.
Hi there, what's happening, honey?
Hey, I just wondered if you guys will do more with the NBC tones because I was dying yesterday on the way home from work.
Oh, yeah, well, it's a nice request.
Maybe. All right, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Hang up and listen.
Bye-bye. Okay. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Well, Mike O'Mara will continue his love of all things that have to do with anal.
Coming up, Ann Curry's Tinkle Erotica. But first, this is the Don and Mike Show. Now, some local news. Scented cards.
Yeah.
God, you're sick.
Well, I didn't say what they were saying.
I know.
Who sure. knows what she had for dinner?
Sure there, boy.
Hold on.
I bet there's something here. Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello.
No, oh, there is something there. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi. What's happening?
Hey, just wanted to call. Long-time listener, first-time caller, never gotten through. So I just want to call and say your show's great. Listen to you on the whole way home from work all the time.
See, there was
great.
Something there. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
No problem. Radio guts.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Friend.
Thought he said radio gas for a second.
How?
Wasn't sure.
And it's the guy that didn't know how to get off the telephone quickly enough. Hey, are you still there?
Yeah.
Screw off, pal. Stay tuned for your news and weather.
Oh, if they only broke like that on the Today Show.
That's so good. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so good. We got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.